The content of this podcast should not be considered financial or investment advice. All interviews and discussions are opinions only, and the podcast has been created without taking into consideration the listener's financial objectives, financial situation, or needs. Listeners should obtain independent advice before making any financial decisions. Hi, this is Barry Fitzgerald, Garen Perro columnist for Stockhead. Welcome to another edition of the Explorers Podcast. Have a very interesting one today. We're diving into the world of direct leach extraction of lithium at a project in Arkansas in America, which many people believe will be the answer to America's needs for lithium going forward to feed all those big giga battery plants that they're building. We have a junior. It's Pantera Minerals. It's only got a market cap of $12.8 million, last traded at 5 cents. Pantera is right in the middle of the Smackover Basin, which is a 100-year-old oil and gas basin, but which has been identified as a future potential source of major amounts of lithium. And it's joined there by the likes, its next-door neighbour is ExxonMobil, Albemarle's also there, and a few others. So, interesting story, this one. So let's kick it off. Well, I'll introduce our guest today. It's Barnaby Edgerton-Warburton. He is the non-exec chairman of Pantera. G'day, Barnaby. Welcome to the podcast.
Good morning, Barry. Thanks for having me.
Now, Barnaby, I've mentioned the project just in passing in the Smackover Basin there. But for those who are new to the company, just give us a feel for what's going on in that part of the world in terms of DLE lithium.
Well, it's quite exciting, actually. The Smackover was, in terms of oil and gas, it's been around for 100 years, which I'm sure the market's heard about previously. But in terms of lithium and lithium extraction, it's really only been talked about for the last sort of 5 to 8 years, and has only really come to the forefront of people's mind and thinking since Exxon, the behemoth, came in about 10 months ago and announced an acquisition of 120,000 acres in the Smackover. And that has created quite a frenzy in the play in the US. So you walk around Arkansas, regional Arkansas, rural Arkansas, they hear an Australian accent at a gas station or a diner or somewhere, and they're like, oh, you're here about the lithium. Everybody knows about it and everybody is interested in it. So yeah, it's been a rapid rise, you could say.
Now, your project is right next door, abuts the Exxon Mobil ground.
Yes, it does. And if you look at a map, you can go to any one of our presentations. Our latest notice we put out was last week, which updated the market on the fact that we'd reached 17,000 acres, leased acres in the play. We, we can step across a dirt road from our acreage right onto Exxon's acreage. So they're right next door to us in the play.
And my understanding is it's not particularly easy to assemble a 17,000 acre position because of the land system in the state. So how does that work? How do you actually pick up this ground?
I'll take a tiny step back. How we've been able to pick this acreage up is by getting in very early before Exxon came into the play and securing with the only land abstract company that has records over our county that we're leasing in Lafayette County, an exclusivity area of 50,000 acres. So that company, you can go to the courthouse and spend months and months and months trying to work out who owns the minerals, or you can go to this abstract company. Now, that abstract company has kept records since the 50s on any mineral ownership change and the heirs of any mineral owner that have inherited ground. So the process is that we've been able to get in there. No one can really compete in our area without expending a lot of capital. We've been able to get in there. You start by going to the abstract. You say, do abstract on this 100, 200, 400, 800 acre position, whatever it may be. And you have to delve down in layers to find out and understand who owns the minerals and in particular who owns the brine rights. And sometimes that's very convoluted, and you can find that for 50 to 100 acres, there could be 30 to 40 to 50 different heirs of the original mineral owner that have inherited that those rights. So, but the good thing for us is we have those records. We're the only ones in our area to have those records. So while it may be laborious, we've been able to pick up our acreage very, very quickly in comparison to sitting in a courthouse.
Something that's your ground position, something that's not easily replicated, well, can't be replicated now, obviously, on your ground, and a lengthy process. So a first mover advantage for you guys.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, one of the things, we had a call this morning with our land team, and, you know, one of the first questions I ask is, are we seeing any competition? And, we're not seeing competition because it is too difficult to move into our area. Outside of our area, there's a frenzy going on to the west of us. And, you know, but to the north of us, you know, you have Standard Lithium. To the east of us, you have Exxon. And so that's already all locked up. So there's Exxon, a company which is 15 times the size of Rio right on our doorstep. Standard Lithium, a $1 billion company just to the north of us. So we are definitely locked and loaded, and we're not seeing any competition.
It's obviously the whole story for you guys has changed with Exxon, the $150 billion plus oil and gas giant that it is. What is it about the Smackover Basin, their belief in direct lithium extraction from the brines, that you see? Obviously, Exxon, what they're doing now is an endorsement of what you guys were doing earlier. What is it you think that they're telling the market about the potential of the Smackover?
What they're saying, and you know, I've just returned from the first Smackover Lithium Conference, which was held in Little Rock, Arkansas, and 800 people. You know, the conference was sold out in a matter of a week. And Exxon presented there. You know, they're the big boys in the room, and what their message is, or what their plan is, that they've been drilling for, and they've drilled the Smackover for years and years and years. Extraction and pumping water is something that all large oil and gas companies do, because that is part of oil and gas. And so this is really a water or brine pumping operation and drilling operation. And that's the way they kind of pitch it, that they're not new to this business. It's a process of going out and drilling, you know, let's say, you know, for them, because they're big, 20, 30, 40 production wells, and then drilling 20, 30 disposal wells. And in between those two processes, pumping in or putting in, inserting some DLE technology, direct lithium extraction technology. And this is, you know, this is a company that, you know, has current market cap of $432 billion US, call it $650 billion Aussie, has a lot of money to spend. And they've turned around and said that they will spend $4 billion on this kind of industry over the next 5 years. And they've also said that they've searched everywhere on the planet, all through the US, South America, and this is where they've chosen to come. It's a pretty exciting opportunity for us to be the only listed junior in the play in Arkansas. There's no one else. There's just us.
It's certainly interesting, right? Exxon, of course, I think they use the expression, this is not our first rodeo, in terms of, as you were just touching on there, in terms of drilling the wells, pumping the brine up, plugging the DLE and pumping the solution back underground. Which goes to my next question about, I think the Americans in Arkansas particularly will probably like the aspect of this being more sustainable than, say, the brine operations we see in South America, and certainly the hard rock operations in Australia.
Yeah, absolutely. It's such a non-invasive process. And in terms of what you see at the surface compared to, you know, the big salars and the drying ponds or evaporation ponds, and then in Australia, the big hard rock spodumene plays, you know, you're actually mining versus sort of 15 to 20 production wells and a facility inside a large warehouse style building. And, you know, it's just, you drive past these things and you just don't notice them. Tetra Technologies and Albemarle have been in Arkansas producing bromine from brines for many, many years. I've driven past their facilities, and you've gone past it in 2 seconds. And the wells are off in forests or in farmland, and they're just non-invasive. It just it's very, very different. And you know, the other thing about Arkansas is that there is still some oil and gas to be discovered there, no doubt, but that industry is very much on the decline. And the Arkansas state government, headed by Sarah Huckabee Sanders, is very positive of this industry. The Arkansas people in general are very positive of this industry in terms of jobs and revenue it can bring back into the state. So it's kind of the perfect operating environment, really, if you're in this in the lithium brine industry in North America.
Obviously, going forward, there does need to be a bit of a proof of concept work, both by Exxon and yourselves, I guess. So where are we at in terms of proof of concept that lithium can be extracted profitably and for the long term?
Well, we're quite lucky in here. While being the chairman of Pantera, I'm also the chairman of Arizona Lithium. So you could almost consider Pantera the small brother, the little brother of Arizona Lithium. So we watch what Arizona Lithium is doing. We understand at a sort of technical level the technologies, the direct lithium technologies we'd like to use. We know of two that we are very, very keen on. So in terms of a flow sheet, we're quite advanced. We still have to get out that the first process will be re-entering a well this half, hopefully, taking a brine sample, testing flow rates, testing permeability and porosity. And then we take that sample, and then we test grade for parts per million lithium. And then we put that sample through the DLE tech and we get a result. So if you say, for example, got a 300 ppm grade lithium, you put it through a DLE tech, that upgrades it to 10 to 20 times into chloride. And from there, it's a relatively simple process to take it through to a carbonate, which we can do very, very quickly. So we're advanced. We're not just out there acquiring acreage to acquire acreage and flip it. We're out there to aggressively test and develop this project.
I think in one of the ASX announcements, there was a suggestion that there was potential for sampling to begin in this current quarter. Is that likely?
We are probably looking at within the first half of this year. And that process is, there are a lot of wells drilled out there into the Smackover for oil and gas exploration wells. We have a group of wells that we are in the process of analyzing and discussing with the well owners to utilize those wells to re-enter them and take that sample. That's a really efficient way to get to a point where you're collecting data, which can become part of a JORC resource, as opposed to going and drilling a new resource definition well, which is obviously going to be way more expensive and take a considerably longer. A workover could be in the range of $250,000 to get all the data you need. You know, we're kind of spoilt for choice on that front.
And to give listeners a broad sense of the economics of a DLE project, we can thank, you mentioned Standard Lithium, a US $260 million company. They're actually at the PFS stage, is that correct?
Yes. So Standard Lithium have two projects that they are running. One is in collaboration with a bromine producer, for which they've put out a DFS. The second is their Southwest Arkansas Lithium project, which they put out the PFS on, forecasting an OPEX cost of $4,300 a ton, which is sensational. And if you look at the lithium price today, the carbonate price today, it's obviously been destroyed over the last 12 months, but now it's started ticking up. And you know, we're around $15,000 a ton. At $4,000 to $5,000 a ton OPEX cost, you are printing money.
The million-dollar question is, you've got first mover advantage, you've got a footprint that no one else can replicate. You're up next door to the mighty Exxon, who says that they expect that their DLE project could be one of the lowest cost producers in the world. So why have you got a $12.8 million market cap?
It's ridiculous. I think that what we suffer from is that the Australian market has been so focused on the hard rock plays, the spodumene plays. You had massive rallies in those stocks last year, and the market doesn't quite get the brines yet. It's coming. It's a very different story in the US. People, you know, brokers, bankers, and especially banks, investment banks in Texas, across Dallas, Houston, Austin, have really started focusing on this sector, and they get it. And we're starting to get attention from those groups. But the Australian market just hasn't clicked for them yet. I think that the most exciting thing that will, or the sort of, you know, that realization moment will come when the first project, oil field brine project, kicks off and starts producing. And that's likely to be Arizona Lithium around this time next year. And then you have proof of concept. And we'll be following the same model as Arizona Lithium. I think that's it. You know, we're just not used to that here. We're used to digging stuff up. But that moment is coming. That penny drop is on the way.
Yeah, it's an interesting space because obviously Exxon have moved into the business. And Rio, it's not oil field extraction of brines, but it's a DLE brine project they have in Argentina, I think. The Rincon project, which they recently paid US $850 million for. So the big boys of the industry, whether they're miners like Rio or oil and gas people like Exxon, seem to think this DLE is the way to go.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really interesting point as well, because we brought into our business as strategic advisor a gentleman by the name of Tim Goldsmith, who was running Rincon and sold that company to Rio. So he and I talk every day, and he's part of our team, and he could detail the complete process and the complete thinking by the likes of Rio. What the message is that the big guys are starting to look at this. They've got it on their radar. The number of invites we get, Pantera, a little old 12 million market cap Pantera, to go to Houston or Dallas or Oklahoma City to sit down with these big guys and tell them what we're doing, because they're all interested. They're circling and they're coming. If you're not in the play yet and you're one of the large cap US listed oil and gas guys, you want to be in the play. I think there's a turning point coming. And, you know, as I said earlier, you know, we intend to push as hard as we can to develop this project, but we're on people's radar. I know we're on other companies' radars.
So let's wrap it up and give investors a feel for what they should look out for from the company in terms of news flow for the rest of the year.
Yeah, okay, that's a good thing to finish up with. I guess the first thing you'd look for is, you know, we are at 17,000 acres. Our initial strategic target of 20,000 acres is just down the road for us. It's imminent. At 20,000 acres, it does become something that's very real. So look for that. That's pretty near term, I'd say. Next thing to look for would be the announcement that we're re-entering a well to test the brine, to test the grade, test the rate of flow, and then send that brine off to a DLE tech to create a lithium carbonate. And then post that, I think you would be looking at further expansion, drilling out a JORC resource, you know, even potentially a joint venture with a large Australian or US-based miner, oil and gas company, or the like. These are all, you know, that last statement, absolutely not guaranteed, but certainly the potential for that kind of event is definitely there.
Righty, folks, there we go. A very interesting story from a $12.8 million company rubbing shoulders with ExxonMobil in what many assume will become a major source of lithium for the US battery market. So, Barnaby, thanks for your time today. Fascinating story. Good luck with it all. You're watching with interest.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Cheers.